This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Was he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
I think we're in the midst of the largest experiment in human history. We're going to look back on this time period and say, I can't believe we did that to our children.
We essentially are jeopardizing the immune integrity across humans, and we're wiring children for medical intervention from birth.
Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. I'm your host, Joni Abbott. I'm in for Robert Scott Bell. And yes, we are setting up children for constant immune disruption. We are setting up children to be lifelong pharmaceutical patients from birth, and even I think before birth, when we totally suggest that pregnant women should have flu shots, which is absolutely crazy with the amounts of heavy metals and toxicity in those. So welcome. It's heavy topic, but something that I know that we hold near and dear here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and that is honoring the law of the terrain, honoring the microbiome. Don, thanks for having me on.
Yes, welcome back. It's good to have you back on, and as always, a very interesting topic that only you could cover. Us guys, you know, we're so busy, you know, talking about farts and beer and stuff like that, you know, that we got to bring in the expert to talk about birthing. So glad to have you on board today.
Thank you so much. And, I'm only an expert because I've lived through it three times, and now I get to help other women as well, and families, and people understand that maybe we don't have the health that we think that we have upon birth. I think that's probably some of the biggest misconceptions that we can have in the natural health world, is to think that children are born with a clean slate. Just because they were born with good Apgar scores, does it mean that your child was properly colonized? And that is the question in this film, Microbirth. It comes out September 20th, and we're going to be talking with Toni Harmon. She's the filmmaker of this film, the big debut and the event, and it's just really great. She is in the UK. It's like midnight over there, so we're trying to make sure we get all of our, ducks in a row and lined up to be able to talk with her.
Funny, because they're exactly 8 hours ahead.
Yes.
And, well, of me anyway, here on the Pacific, because we just had a caller or a guest from the UK last week, and I had to jump through all these hoops to figure out, stuff like, how do you call the UK? I don't even know how to call the UK. There's, like, special numbers and codes and stuff. So
Yes, that is why.
I believe we have her.
Oh, yay! I was going to say, I'm Skyping all at the same time while we're talking. I'm like, we're trying to get connected. Wonderful.
I'm here.
Toni Harmon! Yay! Thank you! Filmmaker of Microbirth, and also you founded OneWorldBirth.net. Thank you so much, and welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited.
We are too. So I watched the film the other night, and it's just right along the juicy news that Robert always gives, the law of the terrain, the microbiome. I was able to screen it pre-September 20th. We have so many people signed up for the events already, and I had to bring this to Robert's listeners today. What first piqued your interest with microbirth and the microbiome and wanting to understand how it is that our immune systems get colonized?
Okay, a little bit of a long story, but actually it started with an interest in epigenetics, funnily enough. We were interviewing a professor here in England, and this is about 3 years ago now. And we were just talking to her about, you know, different aspects of birth. And I was asking her about what her research is at the moment. And she said, oh, she's looking into epigenetics in childbirth. And I asked her, what's that? And she said, well, it's the, you know, changing of genes by environmental factors. And she said that this is one of the things that could be happening with birth. And anyway, never heard of epigenetics before, didn't know, have a clue about it. Anyway, so I started looking into it. And then a bit of a convoluted journey, and I ended up started finding out about the microbiome. And wow, just suddenly everything just turned on its head, and it was kind of, okay, we need to make a film about this. And then we went to Cornell University last summer, we filmed a professor of immunotoxicology at Cornell, and what he told us just blew our minds. It was just suddenly everything added up, and it was right, we've got to make a film now, and this is urgent, and this is big, and this could impact the whole world.
And it does.
So actually we started off making a film about epigenetics and ended up making a film about a little bit of epigenetics, but mostly, yeah, about the microbiome and the amazingness of us as humans, really.
Yes, yes. Now tell us what you discovered, because we are very minimal percentage human, and we are mostly, give the ratio what you would reveal in the movie.
Oh, that's the thing. I mean, it's just mind-blowing. The fact that your body, my body, is 90% bacteria, 10% human cells. I mean, that's not weight or mass or anything else. It's just a kind of percentage of cells. And so bacteria, that's your... I'm not a microbiologist, I'm not a scientist, I'm a filmmaker, but your bacteria, your protozoa, all your organisms that live inside your body that aren't your human cells. So that's like 90% of you are bacteria, and 10% are human cells. And these bacteria, they live on your skin, they live on inside you, they're in most, a whole load are in your gut, in your airways, in your mouth. Just everywhere, all over your skin. I mean, we are mostly bacteria, and it's absolutely critical for long-term health. This bacteria is, I mean, you know this stuff. It's your microbiome. Mm-hmm. This is the whole thing.
And yes.
The microbiome is so important. It's integral, you know, it's absolutely vital for your immune system. It's absolutely vital for your metabolic systems. Your whole body functions because of your bacteria. And the whole process starts with birth, and that's what blew my mind. That, you know, that your bacterial system within inside your body is founded, is seeded during childbirth. And if you mess with childbirth, or ideally a baby would pass through the birth canal and be born naturally. Just for the seeding of the microbiome, and then is for optimal seeding of the microbiome, immediate skin-to-skin contact and breastfeeding. That's the kind of the best way for your microbes to be seeded correctly, and that sets you up for the best possible health for the rest of your life.
Right, so lifelong immunity, lifelong immune system functioning, a life of, you know, vibrant health versus what we are seeing in children who are not being born vaginally. And this is not to shame. I definitely want to make this very clear. In bringing this information, we want to empower you with this, and not to shame parents who have had a C-section. Those cesareans are very, very necessary, life-saving, and we're glad that we have that technology. However,
cesareans are amazing. They're completely life-saving, and this is like risk for particular diseases and conditions later in life. So you're at increased risk if your baby doesn't pass through the birth canal, and if you do have a cesarean, that doesn't say your child is going to get these diseases. Just an increased risk. That's what the science is saying.
And we have solutions for that, you know, on how we can help recolonize the gut. I mean, that's the good news. But what fascinates me, go ahead, Tony, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, that's the thing. So every single, say, if every expectant parent knew that actually, even if the baby doesn't pass through the birth canal, that, you know, immediate skin-to-skin contact and breastfeeding is really good for your baby's microbes for lifelong health.
Yeah.
So there's this new research at the moment, which is by the Dr. Dominguez Bello she's in New York, but she's done research in Puerto Rico and different countries around the world. In Sweden, it's about to start in New York, actually. She's based in New York, but the actual research itself is going to start in New York soon. And that's about where you swab the baby that's just been born by cesarean with the juices from the mother,
It's a vaginal swab. It's like an actual gauze-like substance. They insert into the vagina and absorbs all of the bacteria and the mucus and all of the cervical fluid, and then they actually wrap the baby around, put it in the baby's mouth and the eyes, all over the skin absorption.
The results from her, you know, so they've only just published the preliminary findings, but these preliminary findings are really good. That they're, you know, those babies that have been swabbed with this vaginal swab, they have more similar microbiomes to those babies they're more similar to normal birthed babies.
Right, like babies vaginally birthed babies. Yes.
So within maybe the next year or 2 years, this could be something that everybody does automatically. That's what's so exciting. It's kind of, this is not, it's not doom and gloom. Actually, this is potential to change things for, you know, improve health across global health populations.
Yes. Well, I know we are going to have a break here in about, a minute or so. But in this, I wanted to ask you, how many OBGYNs that you have interviewed and had interaction with, how many of them know about the microbiome?
None. And that's what's really sad. None. And we've interviewed lots and lots. There was one. There was a professor of obstetrics who's in our film. Actually, two. I interviewed another obstetrician.
There might be a couple, but among every OBGYN out there, right.
But there are two out of the probably, maybe we've talked to maybe 20 or 30 in the last couple of years, and all of them, I mean, to the point of just looking at us blankly when we mention the microbiome, like absolutely nothing there. And you know, they're hugely highly trained and fantastic people.
Yes, they are. Well, Tony, we have to take a break here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, but when we return, more with Tony Harmon, filmmaker of the new film Microbirth, all about honoring our microbiome system and how that's going to affect your health long term. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show on National News Radio and GCN Live.
Say that masked man was.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. in these historically dangerous times. It makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show. I'm your host, Joni Abbott, in for Robert as he is, taking a little Human Rights Award, Health Freedom Award vacation trip to Jonathan Emord's convention out in Cambridge, Massachusetts. I don't even remember the name, Don. Do you remember the name of the event that Robert is at? All I know is it has something to do with Jonathan Emord, and I'm very, very happy about that because I love Jonathan Emord. Mike Adams is out there getting an award. Donna Navarro, so many of the pioneers among the health freedom movement is out there getting awards. So I couldn't be happier for my friends and coworkers out there with Jonathan Emord. I just think they're fantastic people. The Microbiome, new film called Microbirth. I've been interviewing filmmaker Toni Harmon. She dove into the depths of the microbiome in our guts, in our bodies, figure out how it is that we get colonized. And once we figure out that this idea of colonizing our gut, how does it first get colonized? It goes all the way back to pregnancy and birth. And how we are born is so important to our long-term health outcome and our long-term, you know, health effects. It starts to make sense that we have to change birth. To start educating OBGYNs and more medical professionals and more staff and more parents on what the microbiome is. So welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show, Toni. I'm so happy you've been here today.
Oh, thank you very much for having me. And okay. I think that's the key. I think it's kind of to get I would love everybody to talk about the microbiome. I know you do. I know your listeners do. But it's kind of spreading this message. I feel very I feel as I've got this kind of need to tell people to just start doing their own research into the microbiome and how important it is, and because there's so many things when you start looking into it, so many things are connected. It might start with birth in terms of seeding, but you know, you're you know, antibiotics and all, you know, antibacterial wipes and all the things that we use every day, all, you know, this stuff, it's all linked to the microbiome.
Yes, yes, because the chemicals in these things are so toxic, it takes about 26 seconds for things to absorb into our skin. At least I've been told that, and over and over and over and over and over again by doctors, professionals, people who study this just as much as we do here at the show. It doesn't take long for antibacterial chemicals to make their way into your skin, and that immediately starts to kill off bacteria. We are assaulting bodies through the very through the sacredness of birth. Birth should be left alone. Birth should be something that's a process that is allowed to take place naturally through the vagina, and, you know, and the baby coming straight up on and being introduced skin-to-skin contact with mom. And then the idea of breastfeeding right away, that helps to get all of those microbes into the baby's gut. And that's not happening. I started studying immunology and fetal immunology about 4 years ago, and I came across a study that looking into the gastrointestinal tracts of infants and newborns, they were finding particles from the gowns and the latex gloves and the environment of the hospital seeding itself in the gut of the newborn baby, and not microbes and bacteria from mom's skin or dad's skin or any skin for that matter. So what are we doing to the long-term effects and health of a child when they don't even get the best first start possible?
I think the research is showing that babies born by cesarean, their gut does have the microbes from the operating theatre. So their microbiome is still seeded, but by the bacteria from an operating theatre. And you can imagine the sort of germs which are in an operating theatre in a hospital.
Right.
And this is what's really key, is that the first bacteria, again, I'm not a scientist, I'm a filmmaker, but this is what all these professors have been explaining to me. The first bacteria train the immune system. What is friend and what is foe? So what to attack and what to be your friend, to allow to propagate and expand and you know, to grow. And
right. So this could also explain some of the autoimmune diseases that we're seeing in kids that normally don't belong in certain age ranges with children. I mean, we're seeing obesity and type 2 diabetes, and we know about the food. We know, and I'm going to say it, vaccines are an assault to the immune system as well. And this is something that we're doing immediately following. So there's all kinds of ways that we can assault the immune system right after birth, but it's so important that we make sure we understand the gut health and the law of the terrain and honoring the humanness of humans as we go along through this health journey in life. Time for a quick break again here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. More with Tony Harmon, filmmaker of the new film Microbirth. Go to microbirth.com to learn more until we get back from this break. I'm Joni Abbott filling in for Robert Scott Bell.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, you know, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your phone. It and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're such a wonderful crowd. We'd like to play a little tune for you. It's one of my personal favorites.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Okay.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like the funky beat. I'm Johnny Abbott filling in for Robert Scott Bell today. Thank you so much. He's out getting himself a Health Freedom Award from Jonathan E. Moore. I just love everyone that's out there in Cambridge right now, and so thankful that Jonathan is doing the work that he is doing and that Robert does what he does here every day on naturalnewsradio.com and gcnlive.com. The microbiome, the law of the terrain, you've heard us say it a million times, and a million times again we will say it. You have to honor your immune system. You know, there's a warring philosophy and theology out there in modern medicine and in general health care. We have fear of the germs. We fear and loathing when it comes to germs and bacteria. And we have antibacterial everything and petrochemicals that kill life. Antibiotic means against life, antibio, life. So we want to be for life. We want to help promote life. And the first and most important ways that we can do that is by seeding the microbiome through vaginal birth. That is how the beginning of our immune system starts. And depending on how we are born, we'll change the face of your immune health and your overall health throughout your entire life. It's the best first start that you can give baby. And again, this is not to shame parents who have had to have had emergency C-sections. There are other ways to colonize your gut. That's great news. There's a new film out called Microbirth. Toni Harmon is the filmmaker, and she joins us again for this segment on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Toni, let's talk about some of the health implications in your film that you that were discussed among the doctors and immunologists and researchers and scientists who are in this film. They talk about some of the long-term health effects in children. What are they seeing in kids today?
Okay, so this is only sort of emerging research, so it's only come to light in the last, I don't know, however many years. So there's strong epidemiological evidence, so there's, you know, population-wide studies, so showing that there's a 20% increased risk of a child developing certain conditions, so things like asthma. There's a around about the same 20% increased risk of developing type 1 diabetes. There's increased risk of a child developing celiac disease, and there's also around about a 20% increased risk of a child developing being obese. That's not to say that every child will be obese or develop asthma or develop type 1 diabetes or celiac disease, but there just is increased risk if you're born by C-section. And again, you know, some C-sections are absolutely vital and life-saving, and the clinical need for a C-section far outweighs the projected risk of getting a disease. But saying that,
right,
what's quite scary, what we've discovered making the film, was that these diseases are just the tip of the iceberg, because if you have one and what they're called non-communicable disease early in life, then you're much more likely to develop other non-communicable diseases. So someone with asthma is at much higher increased risk of developing lung cancer later in life. Cardiovascular disease are related to, if you're obese, and you know, there's a whole string. So if you start out with a disease early in childhood, you're at a much higher increased risk later in life of a whole load of other diseases. And that's what makes it such a kind of a big problem, because you know, the sort of healthcare systems are already battling with non-communicable disease. It's the number one killer in the world at the moment. And it's almost like we're setting up more children to potentially to develop these diseases later in life. And it's kind of, we've got to stop and take a look at ourselves. And I'm not saying, you know, you have to, you know, stop interventions or stop C-sections. It's more just have a look at what we're doing and do more research into the long-term effects.
Sorry, Toni, go ahead.
Well, just to raise awareness that sort of just have a
yes.
So that for women who need a cesarean, they absolutely need a cesarean, but there's, you know, just to have a look at the new research about vaginal swabs, to have a look at the new research showing the advantages of skin to skin and breastfeeding. You know, that's if everybody becomes aware and it's talked about, you know, the importance of seeding your microbiome, wow. We could, you know, change the health of, you know, massive loads of populations.
We can, we can. What do you know what the worldwide population is for cesarean rates right now?
Gosh, I don't know what the worldwide. I know there's different. I know the one rates in different countries. Is the worldwide?
I don't have it with me. Yeah, okay. I didn't look it up, but okay, I know that it's definitely on the rise, and we're experiencing more maternal mortality.
That's the thing. So in the UK, it's around about a quarter. In the States, it's about a third.
A third.
China,
mm-hmm.
It's about half. In countries like Greece and Italy, here in Europe, it's around about 40%. Some hospitals are around 50%. Mm. In some private hospitals in Brazil, the cesarean rate is over 90%. So over 90% of women have cesareans, and it's elective cesareans they're choosing to have. And I'm not, I'm not against the elective cesareans. That's a choice, and I'm all for women's choice. It's almost like if these women are making these decisions without maybe knowing the full implications of those choices.
Yes, because it's a doctor's responsibility to, or a surgeon's responsibility to say, these are the risks with this procedure. And if they are not even educated on the microbiome and the long-term health effects for a child or for a mother, then there's no way that they're going to be able to educate. I doubt their ability to be open to learning sometimes, because we run into that too, unfortunately, when you're trying to say, hey, wait a minute, I know you didn't learn this in school, but that's where we really have to change that, is get this information at the school level. In making change in this, it's all driven by dollars and policies, and there's a lot of politics and red tape that goes with trying to change the status quo.
I've got a theory. As consumers, and we're all consumers of health care, and because even here in the UK with the National Health Service, we're still consumers. We still contribute in terms of our taxes and everything else. And so, as consumers, you have a voice and you have rights. And so, if we want to start a campaign so that every single expectant parent asks her caregiver, whether that's a midwife or an obstetrician or whoever her caregiver might be, to say, okay, how are you going to help seed my microbiome? And forcing them to think, okay, so the caregiver to have to answer that question, how are they going to seed their microbiome? And if they don't know, then they're going to have to look at it. They're going to have to do their research and look it up. And if we got everybody right around the world asking their caregiver, how do you ensure my baby's microbiome is optimally seeded, then you're going to raise awareness through the health population. And if you do it to their GP or their family physician, then you kind of build it up. So, as consumers, you have rights and you have a voice, and your voice is to ask questions of your caregivers.
Right. Well, see, and that's true. I mean, we experience this in with the vaccine industry, when we ask them about this harmful side effects, or we ask them, hey, I read that this was neurotoxic. Can you tell me a little bit more about that before you want to inject it into my child? When you ask them about that, they take this stance of hierarchy of, I know better, I'm over you, I am, I know more, I'm the one that went to school. You don't have to worry about that. There are no side effects. It's perfectly fine, because at the end of the day, it's the bottom line dollar. They're going to lose money in elective C-sections if and when people find out. And this is why we are trying to get this information out, so people can empower themselves. Do you have anything to add to that?
I think it is tricky, because there's two problems the way we see it. I mean, it's a kind of problem in itself. Okay, how do you seed and feed the baby's microbiome? And it's kind of a raising awareness that that is a problem, but it's also, you kind of got to go back a step, is to introduce people to the idea of the microbiome in the first place.
Right.
So, we'd love everybody to, so if everybody went out to a cafe and start talking loudly about the microbiome, so that other people say, oh, what's the microbiome? And it initiates a conversation.
Sure.
So that you just get that word, the microbiome, get it heard, get it sort of seen around the place. put up posters. The micro, what is the microbiome?
Yeah, so tell us about the microbirth event, because the film is going to debut worldwide September 20th, including local neck of the woods. We're going to be hosting a screening and having a question and answer panel afterwards. How can people host a screening themselves?
Yeah, I mean, as we say, just everybody talking about the microbiome, and we thought the best way to achieve that is to have everybody in their local communities holding screenings, holding their own world premiere screening. So whether that's in a cafe or a cinema or in, their local medical school. So that's what we've done. So we've sort of set it, we did an Indiegogo campaign to raise money to make the film, and part of that was offering these kind of screening packages. So, but if people want to hold their screen, they still can. Go to onemorebirth.net/microbirth, and you can still buy a screening. So you can still be part of this thing we're doing. So we've got over 700, I think it might be up to 800, screenings happening all around the world.
Wonderful.
Some of them are private. Some of them are private screenings, so people's, screening in people's front rooms, so you can't really sell tickets for that.
Yes.
But other ones, most of the screenings are public screenings, which people are selling tickets for. So we want everybody to go along to a microbirth screening happening near you. Go to microbirth.com to find out where the screenings are. And we've just
wonderful.
Done a trailer. The trailer's ready.
Oh, but wonderful. We'll make sure to share it on the Robert Scott Bell Show website.
Oh, yeah.
I'll share it over at the Homegrown Health website on Facebook, and we'll make sure that we help get the word out about microbirth. Tony Harmon, thank you so much for being on the Robert Scott Bell Show today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And when we return, we're going to have a little bit more birthing talk. We'll cover a few topics about delayed cord clamping and also why not to wash that baby immediately after birth. The Vernix plays a big role in this, too.
Listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. to get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show. I'm your host, Joni Abbott, from Homegrown Health on naturalnewsradio.com. You can catch my show weekdays, Mondays, and Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Eastern on radio.naturalnews.com. Robert is out in Cambridge right now getting an award, hopefully today or tomorrow or maybe even tonight. I'm not sure of the program there, but he is getting an award along with Mike Adams, Donna Navarro from Cut Poison Burn, and many others who are health freedom experts and health freedom fighters in order to bring you news of health and healing that you need that will empower you to take charge of your health and healing all from home, just like I say on Homegrown Health. Okay, what did you think of Microbirth? What did you think of Tony Harmon? You're welcome to call in anytime, 866-939-BELL. That's 866-939-2355. Getting the microbiome in order upon birth and how we are born is just so important to the immune system. But there are a couple of other things, too, during birth, since that's our topic right now, to consider. One of them is delayed cord clamping. And this topic is something that's very near and dear to my heart because it's like the final blood transfusion that baby is getting. But there's also not only good, all kinds of bacteria, but what it does for the baby's health for the long term is so important. So you don't want to cut the cord before it stops pulsating. Definitely don't want to do that. I've even read about parents waiting 15 or 20 more minutes to make sure that all of the blood is out of the cord. So the cord will actually take on a different color, looking a little bit more whitish, a little more, not really translucent, but definitely whitish or bluish and not so dark purpley red, until all the blood gets through there. Leaving the cord to pulse does no harm, right? And therefore, it should be encouraged. If you think about what nature intended, our ancestors way, way back before scissors and clamps were invented, they had to deal with, the cord and the placenta, because we forget the placenta has to be birthed too. They just cut the cord out and then mom delivers placenta and everything goes away and nobody gets to see what these things look like or what they do and what their most important jobs are. It can be guessed that maybe ancestors like chewed it, ground it up with rocks, or burned it with hot sticks in order to separate it from the baby and the mother. But you can also leave it on there. And that's something called a lotus birth. People actually use herbs that dry out the placenta, and they carry the placenta around in a diaper. So it's almost like they have twins, and they wait for the umbilical cord to fall off naturally. And that's definitely a personal choice, and you have the freedom to make that choice if you want to. Something else, another reason why people, you know, wonder about the delayed cord clamping or not delaying cord clamping is it said that in Rh-negative women, many people believe that the clamping of a pulsing cord that causes the blood of the baby to transfuse back into the bloodstream of the mother, causing sensitization problems. But Dr. Robert Mendelson, who's a mentor to, Dr. Mayer Eisenstein, and he's written a book, How to Have a Healthy Child in Spite of Your Doctor, he blames the whole idea of Rh-negative problems on two quickly, the quick action of clamping the cord immediately following birth. You've got to understand the importance that last blood transfusion gives, especially with Rh-negative mothers. You have to wait till the placenta is out, in some cases, before thinking about cord clamping, especially when you're dealing with Rh-negative. It's interesting that scientists are now discovering that umbilical cord blood is full of the valuable T cells, which have cancer-fighting properties. The whole industry, if you think about it, has sprung up in collecting cord blood for later. Why not just let them, you know, finish their blood transfusion, and it's worth the 20-minute wait, I promise. So we also need to acknowledge there are things about the newborn circulation and blood composition that we just don't know, and that we can imagine Mother Nature has intended that, you know, she's figured that out pretty well. For instance, let's think about vitamin K in the newborn. What if we are doing more harm than good by clamping the cord too soon, and then we have to give vitamin K injections, right? So it's just something to think about. Another thing to think about is not washing the baby right away. Vernix, the whitish substance on the baby, plays an amazing role and offers so many health benefits and protection to a newborn. That's why they're covered in it, right? They come out covered in it for a reason. Not only is it a great moisturizer, because the baby's just been in fluid its whole life, but the combined fact that the newborn is not born dirty. And they don't need any type of chemical additives that may be in what the hospital uses to bathe them. They don't need that assault on their skin and in their blood from, you know, antibacterial soaps laden with chemicals. Triclosan and sodium lauryl sulfate and all of that. So I waited 3 weeks to wash my babies. You don't have to wait that long, but you can use things like Dead Sea Salt scrubs, olive oil, things with a more gentle feel and touch. Hour one down on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Hour two, we've got Liam Sheff coming up. We're going to talk about the electric universe and big oil and what's going on in our culture and around the world. Stay tuned. The power to heal is yours, and we'll be right back. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show on Natural News Radio.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try."
An advanced proprietary technology is used to energetically encode all the ingredients that make up One World Whey. One World Whey is formulated to mirror human mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who Who isn't looking for more vibrant vigor and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.